The last two Fridays have descended into madness on this show. And on both Fridays, we spoke to a gentleman called Ryan from Monaghan. He is very passionate about Westlife. And when we put to him, what does Westlife do to you?
It makes me shiver.
We're about to play Westlife on the show, and we thought we should inform you because you are now the Westlife representative.
That's unreal. That's my life aspiration.
So anytime we're about to play Westlife, you're cool with us giving you a call and informing you, would you?
110%, yeah. But if I hear Westlife and I don't get a phone call, I'll be very annoyed.
Then we just threw out there, oh, Ryan, you're our Minister for Westlife now. And he took it that serious that his bio is now Minister for Westlife on Ireland's best radio station, iRadio. That's how serious he takes his role. Which made me realise that we probably should build a cabinet. Because, remember Donal? We were calling him the aide-de-com for Mickey Joe Hart.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because everything that we ever talked about in the show, he was able to relate Mickey Joe Hart to it somehow. He'd sing We've Got the World in different keys to different songs. He was able to do it. We call him the aide-de-com. I'd like him to be Minister for Mickey Joe Hart if we have Ryan Minister for Westlife. But what are the things that we are passionate about here? Things that you're passionate about, that mm-hmm. you specialise in? We need a cabinet. It can be no worse than any other cabinet in the world. It is a responsibility. You should have some speciality. You should be able to fake your way through an interview at least about the chosen subject, okay. Whether it is Chicken Phillip Burgers, whether it is cheesy songs, what could you be a minister for on the show? We're building a cabinet. We're starting today. Please put yourself forward. Fionnuala, what are you passionate about? What do you think we should have a minister for?
Like, you see, the thing is, I obviously passionate about the nerd train. But yeah. Am I already the minister for that just by default?
Are we Taoiseach and Taoiseach though?
Right, okay, rotating.
We're rotating.
Right, okay,
so we can't... Do we take on any other portfolios or do we try and dish out the work?
Well, okay, so maybe we should dish out the work. So in that case then, do we get... Like now that we have the Tuesday quiz, do we get a minister for quizzes? Is someone that passionate about their knowledge? KVG's coming to mind initially just having won the Tuesday quiz twice, but he hasn't volunteered, so I don't want to put that on him, you know.
You don't want to surprise him with the portfolio.
Yeah.
You don't want to ring him and go, KVG, you're now our minister for quizzes.
Yeah.
Zoom, table, pub, online, on radio, you're the minister. And he's like, I've never seen the portfolio. So it has to be a voluntary basis.
Mm-hmm. That's it. But that's one brief that I think could be assigned and there could be demand for.
I think you take the appointments of ministers for things you're passionate about.
Right.
So for nerdy stuff, we don't really need a minister for the nerd train.
Okay.
But we do need a minister for nerdy affairs.
Okay. Nerdy affairs encompassing books.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of that.
Richard Osmond.
Oh, yeah.
It'd probably help for you if they were a fan of Richard Osmond.
Yeah.
You'd prefer that in a minister, wouldn't you?
I prefer that in everyone, to be perfectly
honest. Who's Taoiseach now? Or will we just both be rotating Taoiseach?
Well, look, we let you have a crack at it first. It's your idea to build this cabinet and get it on. I will take on the role of Taoiseach.
Taoiseach, will you try and find and direct the portfolio for nerdy affairs to your chosen minister?
Yeah, I do that. I need submissions. Canvassing welcome at this stage if you'd like to be in charge of nerdy affairs. I think we should probably make it sound a bit more interesting, but I tell you, nerdy affairs, it's a good one. It's a good one to have.
Good expenses with the Minister for Nerdy Affairs portfolio?
Stuff out. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let us try and bring in another minister to this cabinet. Let's hope they'd accept it now.
Hello, turn that down. Hello?
Turn that down. We need to talk ministries here. Is that Leanne in Lanfert?
It is.
Leanne, could you be a potential minister in our cabinet?
I could.
What ministry would you represent? What portfolio would you be looking to handle?
So it would be the Minister of Pajamas.
I'm fully on board with this, Leanne. As someone who enjoys lounging in pajamas, could I ask you first off, what are your criteria for a comfy pair of pajamas? Like, what do they need to be?
I think good cotton ones, nice and warm, but not too like warm. You're in all day in them.
Yeah.
Ones you really like. And if they're like an old like t-shirt, like from a concert or something like that, I think they're perfect then.
And Leanne, would onesies fall under the portfolio of Minister for Pajama Days and Pajamas?
If people are comfortable in onesies, yeah, like I'd allow it.
You would allow correspondence on affairs relating to onesies?
Yeah, like it's whatever makes people happiest. If they want to be in a onesie all day, then I'll allow it.
And would you protect the rights of people who would like to proceed with online meetings in the bottom half of their pyjamas and only dress on the top half?
Sure, doesn't everybody do that anyway?
So you're for that. That's grand. I just wanted to confirm.
I want to consult with my tánaiste here. Would you be happy to proceed with Leanne to be minister?
I think points for originality. It's not a category I think we would have come up with, but it's one that needs representation. So I think, yeah.
Leanne, would you be happy to accept the title and the portfolio as our Minister for Pajama Days / Pajamas?
I would.
Leanne, welcome to the Cabinet. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi.
Leanne, our third Minister for Pajamas / Pajama Days. Any affairs, any correspondence on pajamas or pajama days shall be directed towards Leanne. Patrick in Kildare, is it?
Yes, indeed, yeah.
Tell me this and tell Fionnuala, what do you want to be minister for?
Coleslaw.
Oh, Patrick, what are you doing? What are you doing today?
We know how much Dave loves coleslaw, so somebody has to be minister for coleslaw to keep Dave on it.
Are you the person that's playing the quiz with Dave loves coleslaw as their name?
No, unfortunately I'm not.
Okay, I'll believe you.
Patrick, top three things that you put coleslaw in and that coleslaw makes better. Go.
Chicken fillet roll.
Yeah.
Lasagna.
Yeah.
And on ham and cheese sandwich.
Oh, Patrick, you are speaking my language. Yes, I consider you appointed.
Tánaiste, I would like to inform you that I'm insulted by Patrick's presence and the mention of coleslaw. I do believe he would be a good minister for coleslaw, but the question is, can we afford one and do we actually need one?
Well, absolutely. Everyone needs a minister for coleslaw, especially when we have a person on the radio saying coleslaw is disgusting.
So you need to fight that propaganda is what you're saying?
Absolutely, yes.
Maybe it would look good for me from a PR perspective that I employ someone for something I hate, but I feel like I would be stabbing myself in the leg by having a minister for coleslaw in the cabinet.
I think it's the will of the people.
I think a minister for coleslaw, especially to make Dave's days go better, because we know how much he loves coleslaw.
Fionnuala, I mean Tánaiste, how do you feel about introducing Patrick as a minister for coleslaw?
Seeing as his top three choices were chicken fillet rolls, lasagna and ham and cheese sandwiches, I think he can be trusted and he is a sound appointment.
Patrick, will you take the Ministry of Coleslaw under your portfolio?
Yes, I will.
Welcome to the Cabinet. I won't be dealing with you. I won't be working with you. I won't be even looking at you, but you are welcome to this Cabinet.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for accepting the portfolio that nobody wants, nobody should have to represent, but you put yourself forward. And hey, it's a good PR move for me.
The people want it, I would say. And if Patrick, I would say the first task we probably set are like new combinations for coleslaw and what else we should add it into that we haven't been doing so far.
I'm all about inclusion. I'd hate to be accused as Taoiseach of this cabinet, of this show cabinet, of exclusion and pushing people out. I think it's a good public relations.
Yeah, good move.
Appointment. For me personally, for you, because you're passionate about it. But for me, it's all about public relations. There you go. Look, there's a minister for coleslaw. You can't accuse me of anti-coleslaw bias when I employed a minister, can you? No, you can't.
Let's not even think about capping the cabinet just yet. We have a lot more positions to fill and we have a lot more interests to promote.
And see, it could come up randomly. Someone might think, you know what, in a couple of weeks' time, I think I could be minister. Mightn't have the confidence to come forward now, a couple of weeks. They put a portfolio together. So it's open. The cabinet is also changing. It's just like the government themselves. You'll have new cabinets, you'll have new portfolios. So it's open. If you want to be a minister, you know where to get us. Specialise in something and we'll give you a portfolio of work if we deem it necessary. 087 1102 107 still working on that ministry or minister for takeaway, affairs and foods. This is iRadio.
iRadio in the afternoon
with Dave and
iRadio in the afternoon.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.